You've made Jesus Lord. You've got that established. Your voice is the only voice I want to hear. Your choice is the only choice I want to make. Your decision is the only decision I'm going to do. And you start learning to do that. You face difficulties. The world, the flesh, the devil, your own body. You know, the Bible talks about our flesh being the enemy of God. And it will rise up and say, no, I don't want to do that. And I don't want to not do that. You know, you're in that spiritual battle. You're in the land of Romans chapter 6 and 7 and 8. And if you've not studied Romans 6 and 7 and 8 for a while, please go back and do that. Or pastors, perhaps that can be part of your Bible studies together. Let's look at the call of discipleship in Romans 6, 7 and 8. Because that's where the battle is. That's where we get to Romans chapter 8, where Paul gives the great revelation of the Holy Spirit. If by the Spirit you're putting to death the works of the flesh, you will live. If you sow to the Spirit, you shall from the Spirit receive life and peace. If you sow to your flesh, you will receive death and corruption. Those are some scriptures that you'll find in those verses. So when I make Jesus Lord, amen, and He makes me free, amen, it's not free to do what I want. You understand that? The freedom and the power of the freedom is to do what He wants, because that gives you an authority over everybody else's voice. Do you understand? If you say, oh, well, I'm free to do my own thing, to the degree that you're thinking and believing, I can do whatever I want, you're now open to everybody else's influence. You're open to the demon's influence. Because Satan, who can disguise himself as an angel of light, will come and, you know, stroke you. He'll come and try and tempt you. He'll try and say, oh, this is what you should do, or that's what you should do, or that's what you should do. And you have no defense against that, because he's lying in the space where you've compromised making Jesus Lord of your life. You're following what I'm saying to you. To the degree that you don't allow Jesus to be Lord in that space where you're compromising, in that space where you're saying, maybe I don't, maybe I don't, maybe I don't, that's the space where the other voices can come in. That's the space where the other relationships can have an authority over you. They get mad at you. They manipulate you. They use their anger to manipulate you. How many have been manipulated by other people's anger? You know, look at all the hands. It's a very common thing. You know, oh, I don't want to get mother mad, father mad. I don't want to get brother mad, sister mad. I don't want to get pastor mad. We're going to talk about spiritual authority in a few minutes. I don't want to get anybody mad. So I won't do what I know the Lord wants me to do, because it'll make someone else angry. They have authority over you. But you can say to them, I'm sorry if this makes you angry. It is not my intention to make you angry. I want to honor you and respect you and love you, but I'm going to obey the Lord. And then, again, their response will say, if they're from the kingdom and want your destiny, they will say, well, I appreciate your humility. I appreciate your attitude. I think you're wrong, but I am going to respect your choice and your decision, and I'll walk with you in the choice and decision that you make. That's a good place to say amen.